Jim obviously is part of the result of the performance of the character.
I thought we were good. I thought we performed very well. We felt just before that delay, we had them on the ropes. We had plenty of chances. Lots of opportunities. We felt it was coming. But that kind of that delay took the wind out of our sails, and trying to get back up at it. And obviously, again, the second half, our momentum kept on taking us forward. You know, we had some good possession. We had plenty of shots today. I think we're 20-something shots. You know, lots of opportunities, but just couldn't find the back of the net. They break on a counter and they score on us. You know, but that's the way the game goes. You know, so we're a bit frustrated the way it came about. Obviously, we felt we were the better team today.
The inability to get back up after the weather delay, do you chalk that up maybe to just inexperience, a lot of first-time professionals out there?
You know, it's always hard because you start getting into a momentum in the game. You got a rhythm that's in the game. And we felt it was coming. The guys were confident. We kept on getting forward. Then all of a sudden, you're told to get in the dressing room because of the rain. So you get back in there, and both sides are at it. It gives them a chance now to recover, try to, you know, get some energy back in their legs. They could sit and talk tactics. And then when we came out, we still pushed forward, but just, you know, we couldn't finish it today.
What do you do when you have an hour's break like that before you get to go back out there and play a third?
Yeah, it's difficult, right? It's just trying to, you know, keep the guys moving in the dressing room. You know, not let the lactic acid build up. And then just keep them ready. Keep their minds focused on the game, because you don't know what's going to happen, right? You don't know whether you're going to be sitting there for 3 hours, 20 minutes. So it's difficult, and it doesn't happen often in football, but when it does, it's a hard part of the game that you've got to deal with. But, you know,
does it change your approach to have that condensed ending at all, or do you just want them to pick up where they left off?
No, you want to pick it up where you left off, you know, on the front foot, you know, going forward. And like I said, that kind of killed us as well, them breaking on the counter there and scoring on us, and then we're trying to come back at them again, another silly mistake, and you know, just on the edge of the box there. I mean, Morey would like to probably defend a little bit better than what he did there and cause a foul, and a free kick puts him in the back of the net. So, a counter and a free kick.
It was your home opener. You know, it's not quite the way that you want it to be. What did you sort of make of the atmosphere?
Yeah, I thought it was great. You know, the supporters were good. And I think a lot of people probably looked at the weather as well and thought, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to go there today, but you know, it was a good turnout. The fans were good, and I hope they enjoyed that 60 minutes that they were here for before a lot of them went home. But it was an entertaining game. Look, they're a good side. You can't take anything away from them. You know, they do play a good brand of football as well. You know, they got the result today, so we've got to move on and get focused for our next game in Halifax.
Are there any comments
Well, I think if you look at it, John, we're the only team that was four games on the road.
Right?
Yeah. So that's difficult. But I think if we looked at it with Canada Cup and CPL, we had three draws, one loss. Then we played our first home game the other night in the Cup, ended up winning that game. And then we felt we were on the right track to getting a result in that first 60 minutes. But then we got a delay, and you know, things didn't go our way in the second half or after that delay. But you know, for me. You know, I think the boys have done a great job. If you look at the stats today, it'll tell you our passing percentages, our crosses that were in the box, our shots that we had, the opportunities that we had. The numbers don't lie. So, you know, the guys are getting there. You know, we're a team that's only been together now for maybe, what, two and a half, three months. So, you know, we got to keep learning. This is a bunch of guys that we've got together. You know, we didn't have the luxury, you know, as a Calgary or an Edmonton or maybe a Sigma in Halifax, where they got that core of guys. So we've got to continue learning from our mistakes that we make, continue proving as a team, and keep going forward. Now, this league, it's not a sprint. You know, it's a marathon. And we've got to make sure that we keep progressing and do things right. And if I look where we were first game to now, I think we're improving. Proven as a team. You know, we're starting to get our identity of who we are. And, you know, I'm not worried about with the guys that we have in that dressing room. We'll be fine in the end.
You were playing Kyle Porter centrally tonight. Was that just because of the narrow pitch?
Put Kyle in the middle because we wanted Ryan to to get at them a little bit, get down the lines, because there was going to be spaces that opened up. And Ryan went at it. He's actually hurt his back probably after the first 15, 20 minutes in that game. So he was struggling a little bit today. But we just brought Porter in because we know he's good on the ball. He's interchanging with Waturo, and Aparicio is very good as well. But just give us a different dimension with a little bit of pace with Ryan up top.
Just a quick word on what you've gotten from Nathan this season.
Nathan's been great, you know, and same with our defenders. They've been good. Nathan's been solid. He's come in, and you know, we've got three keepers, and he's taken that opportunity being the number one, and you know, he's performing week in and week out. He's doing a great job, so you know, it's pleasing. He's got great work ethic, and he's a good kid. So. You know, he's a talented keeper.
Final question.
So I guess in the moving forward now, of course, you're off to Halifax, and then you have championship with Edmonton.
Yeah.
So what sort of lessons, I guess, do you think you gathered as a couple of players?
Well, we're on the road again now. It just keeps coming, all these punches, eh? But we, you know, look, you keep learning. Keep learning as you go along. I mean, if we looked at that and we take away the two goals, we look at our performance overall, we think, yeah, we're all right. We're on the right track here. And now we're going to go to Halifax, and we've got to put another performance in. Hopefully there's no rain delays. And but we'll be at it. You know, these guys, we've got a lot of experience that are in that dressing room. We've got a lot of young guys as well that are kind of making their debuts in the pro game. But, you know, everybody's working with each other. Everybody's helping each other along, and you know, we're sticking to our guns, and we're all right. Yeah, go ahead.
You did have a couple of players that have played here before. Ryan Daniel obviously played here for the Lions. How special was it?
Who's that?
Ryan Telfer. How special was it for you know, those two players to be back here, you know, at York and playing professional?
That's a good question. I don't know how to answer that one, though. You'll have to ask them, right? I mean, I didn't even talk to them about that. So, I mean, we're here every day. We're training and playing. So, you know, I'm sure to them it means something, right? They went to school here, so they got a very good relationship with the, you know, the faculty and you know, the athletic department. So for them to come back, I'm sure they're really enjoying playing.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Cheers.